What would Halloween be without bats? NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce takes us along on a bat adventure.
I went with my audio engineer buddy Bill McCoy to an abandoned copper mine in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to get the sound of bats in their hibernaculum.
It was part of Morning Edition's radio expedition series about the natural world, and what we found out was bats had taken up residence in a very deep abandoned copper mine.
So we joined some scientists who were going down into these mines, rappelling down on ropes. What they were doing was finding which mines the bats were in and covering over the entrances with these big metal grates.
Those grates would keep people out, but the bats could come and go as they pleased.
Steve Smith, a local guy, roped us up, and Bill went down first, about 30 feet below on a ledge, and then I followed, and I thought this was going to be easy.
First thing to do is check your carabiner, make sure it's shut. Make sure your harness is doubled back. That way you won't fall out of it.
On rope!
Okay, coming down.
Halfway down, I make a beginner's mistake. There are big, loose rocks clinging to the wall. I step on one.
Rock! Oh, run, run, run! You all right? It only takes one rock to really ruin your day.
I'm so sorry about that, Bill.
Yeah, and after all that, we didn't even find any bats in that mine.
The next day, though, we got lucky. It was another mine shaft, and it was pitch black, lots of water dripping from the ceilings, and we found this huge cavern. And there on the ceiling, hanging in these big clumps, were thousands of bats.
Here's where you need to lean in and listen. We remixed these pieces in 3D sound, so if you can, listen with stereo headphones. It'll make you feel you're really there.
That's NPR's Christopher Joyce and Bill McCoy of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. You can listen to their remastered 3D recording of bats at npr.org/batsounds. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.